You know the line, nothing's certain but death and taxes. Well, add one more to the list, a gambling bill in the Alabama legislature. Gambling proponents have tried for years to pass gambling or lottery bills, but have always come up short. This week, state senators took up this year's version. That's where we start our Friday review of the legislature with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal and Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you here once again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this latest gambling proposal is from State Senator Greg Allbritton. What would it do?
Well, it looks a lot like the proposal that came really close to passing the legislature last year. It's three basic things. It is instituting a lottery, a paper lottery. It is expanding and regulating casino gambling, basically the existing sites, which would be allowed to grow, and regulating that, and then allowing sports betting. Those three things, putting that on a constitutional amendment and putting it before voters, and of course, the revenue. The lottery revenue would go toward education scholarships, casino revenue, and sports betting revenue. A lot of that would go toward broadband and also healthcare. And there's talk of it might could go toward Medicaid expansion. So that's the basic bill. It's out of committee. It is ready for a Senate floor vote, which will probably happen next week.
Well, this is a perennial topic of conversation. Proponents insist their support for it. They say the public wants it. It's never fully passed. What's the temperature around this issue this year?
You know, I think it's a lot like last year in that the Senate will probably pass it. They've passed multiple gambling bills over the years. The issue has always been in the House of Representatives, and you just have a different dynamic down there. The Republican caucus, I think if you just polled it, right, if you just had a vote on the floor, they would pass it easily. The trouble is getting it to the floor, because there's a lot of folks that, you know, want to pull the different levers of power to keep things from getting to the floor, like this. I was talking with a House member just, you know, perusing around the floors, and I just asked him, what do you think? Do you think that there's an appetite for gambling this year? He said, absolutely not. People are, they don't want to take it back up. But never say never, because gambling interests are very powerful and very persuasive sometimes, and so there's always a chance.
Also this week, a proposal to ban teachers from teaching certain divisive concepts is in doubt after hitting some legislative roadblocks this week. These concepts largely deal with issues of race, gender, and religion, and the bill itself was a compromise from an earlier bill that banned critical race theory in Alabama classrooms. But Todd, what's the situation around this?
So you had two things happen. One, the Senate committee passed it, but the House committee, they carried the bill over. They did not allow it to pass. And that committee got pretty dramatic, in fact, with some pretty harsh words being exchanged between Republicans and Democrats. You're right. So they took the words critical race theory out of the bill. Those aren't anywhere in the legislative text. But in effect, it attempts to do that. Democrats are largely saying, look, this is not necessary. The school board has already banned these type of concepts. State superintendent has said they're not being taught to begin with, and so we don't need a new state law. But the Senate legislation is at least in position to pass, so we'll see if the lawmakers really want to lean into this.
Well, finally, a House committee passed the general fund budget Wednesday, which includes a provision to extend postpartum care under Medicaid. What is this change here?
Yeah, this is something that advocates have been pushing for a while. You know, under current law, Medicaid coverage for pregnant women, after they give birth, they get care for 60 days under Medicaid. Well, there's a lot of folks that say that's not long enough, and they've been pushing to extend that window up to a year. There was legislation. Representative Laura Hall had legislation. But they just did it the easy way. They put it in the budget. There's funding for this in the budget. There's an agreement with the Medicaid agency to do this. So as long as that budget passes, it's a big win for these advocates who say, you know, we want mothers to have 1 year. And it doesn't expand Medicaid. These are current eligible people, new mothers, giving them that care for up to a year after they give birth.
Alabama is one of the states that hasn't expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Democrats have been longtime supporters of the move. I venture some Republicans have softened, but it doesn't really have traction. How does the politics of this postpartum care change intersect with Medicaid expansion?
Given that it applies to the same population, it's not like you're adding people to the rolls. It's a lot easier to swallow for Republicans. I think support for Medicaid expansion has definitely grown, including in the Republican Party. We did some polling on it last year, and there was plenty of support. it's hard to do in an election year like this because all these Republicans are about to go home and run for re-election, and that's kind of an easy thing to run on in a primary. But I do expect the issue to come up maybe next year. It's only a matter of time probably before Alabama expands Medicaid in some form or another.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He's also publisher of the Alabama Daily News. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.